This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, we begin. Hit on it briefly, but in the NBA playoffs last night, Pacers beat the Cavs in a bit of a surprise, 121-112. Tyrese Halliburton, after his dad was banned from home games, put up 22 points, 13 rebounds, and had a good night. Pacers, well-balanced team, take a 1-0 lead over the Cavs. And in a Game 7, the Warriors defeated Ime Udoka's Houston Rockets.
Yeah, so I would say good news, bad news for the Celtics. You should be happy if the Cavs get knocked out by Indiana. And as long as Indiana's fully healthy in an Eastern Conference final, should that play out, it's early to say that. All the Cavs did was drop a game one without an all-star, Darius Garland, your guy.
My guy.
Over there, Keith.
He's
not my
all-star.
Guy. Your guy. But maybe they missed him last night.
Is he one of the 30 best players in the league? 30? Yeah, he's got to be. 35?
I don't know about
37.
That. I'd have to really sit there and rank him, but I don't 39. Know about that. Him and Pritchard are neck and neck in my rankings,
he's
I can tell you that.
Sixth man of the year?
So, if the Pacers are at full strength, then it'll be more challenging than a year ago when you got the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Final and Halliburton was only there for half of it. But I think it's a good development. The Celtics could get Indiana, or at bare minimum, Indiana is going to take a chunk out of Cleveland in that Eastern Conference Final. Bad news, though, for Celtics fans that Curry and Butler are still alive on the other side. And I know Houston beat the Celtics head-to-head earlier this year. Amen Thompson hit a shot at the buzzer, or at least in the final seconds, against the Celtics. So Houston, you know, gave him fits in one of the games earlier this year. I would way, way, way rather have Houston still alive than Golden State still alive out west.
Grab bag.
Well, in the NBA tonight, obviously Celtics-Knicks have a 7 o'clock game tonight at the Garden. But the second game, Thunder Nuggets. Thunder and Nuggets play game one from OKC. What is your series prediction for that one? I assume the Thunder, how many games?
Five. Gentlemen sweep. I'm surprised the Nuggets got out of round one, if we're being honest. I thought...
Yeah. Well, they got to be game seven, and then James Harden game seven.
I should have thought that out harder than I did. Yeah. I just thought the Clippers are playing really well down the stretch. I didn't really buy into what the Nuggets have been doing, firing Malone. Something feels off there, and their GM, for God's sakes. But they were able to advance around. I don't think they're getting past OKC. But we said this earlier... No matter who you're getting in the West, you're getting OKC, been great this year. You're either getting Anthony Edwards, Jokic, or Curry/Butler. Like, that's there's going to be a tough team waiting for you in the finals.
Grab bag.
Stanley Cup playoffs, a thriller last night. Two overtimes for the Winnipeg Jets to eliminate the St. Louis Blues in a game 7, 4-3. lot of people talking on the internet that this is why hockey playoffs are better than any, or this is why playoffs in hockey are better than any other sport.
See, now I would think a lot of the hockey fans would say this used to be their complaint about NBA series, where the home team just won all the time at home, and it was an entirely predictable series going in. Defending home ice. Every time it shifted, it was just defending home ice. That's what I used to hear from hockey fans a lot.
Not anymore.
About the NBA playoffs. No, my thing is Monty sure has resided over quite a few choke jobs in his career as a head coach. The Bruins a few years ago is the best team in NHL history, gagging against Florida, and now this.
Okay.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
In the NHL tonight, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game is in Toronto, 8 o'clock tonight. Who do you got in this series?
I was going to say, you giving the Leafs any shot?
It's too far, right? They've made it out of the first round a handful of times and whatever the number of year, but they don't go further than this.
They're already happy with this. It's already a successful year getting out of round one.
Yeah, this has probably got
to
be it,
by their standards. And look, I mean, we should all be rooting for Florida to advance. You have to root for Marchand, but you want the Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final to make that a first round pick.
I
think it's
going to
happen.
Yeah, I think this has to be it. Everywhere she go, people turn their heads. She's a grab bag. Everyone wishes she was in the bag. She's a grab bag. Well, speaking of the NHL draft lottery is tonight.
Oh, baby.
That's right. So we will find out what the where the Boston Bruins are picking.
Now, that doesn't impact the Marchand trade at all, because that pick's not for, you know, another 3 or 4 years.
No.
But one this year.
Yeah, but this is their own awful pick.
Yes.
So they finished with the fifth worst record. That means they have an 8.5% chance at the number one overall pick.
And what's the farthest they can fall? Seventh?
I think it's seven.
I don't think they can go lower than seven. It's kind of a two-player draft.
So they got that going for them.
From what I understand, I don't pretend to be an expert. When we talked to Scott McLaughlin at the end of the Bruins season from WEEI.com.
But there's a chance.
Kind of a two-player draft. If you move up, you can get one of those two players.
I think there's a chance.
If not, eh.
All right. I'm a genie in a grab bag, baby. Come on and meow. Now, I mentioned this briefly earlier in the show, but Julian Edelman has been named the next Patriots team Hall of Famer. He won the fan vote, so congratulations to Julian Edelman. He defeated Adam Vinatieri and Logan Mankins. Now, if my math is correct, next year
it'll be Gronk.
Gronk. So Vinatieri's going to have to wait another year.
So I find that to be annoying. Like, Vinatieri should go right in.
Yeah.
And he's going to get in. I'm not saying he won't get in, but now it's just, why are you making Vinatieri wait? Why does Edelman waltz right in? Gronk, I get, waltzing right in. But Vinatieri should get in before Edelman. And next year, I'm going to size it up and go, well, Gronk should get in over Vinatieri, obviously. Like, that one I'm with. But yeah, I just wish Vinatieri got in this year. If anybody should have to wait, it's Edelman. But it's all a minor nitpick because they're all going to get in, I would hope.
Grab bag. When he's kissing
you. Right. Sabrina Carpenter fans out there.
Yeah, so we had a potential Red Sox uniforms new City Connect leaked out. It's not official.
No.
But we got our eyes on what looks to be the next Red Sox uniform, which is green, like green monster green. I liked him, you liked him. People did not like him.
Twitch chat hated it.
All right, so this is also for the Twitch chat and for the YouTube chat.
They said they've eaten better looking boogers than that jersey.
All right, for everybody listening, we're going to have to describe these bad boys.
Okay.
But the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Snakes, have released their official City Connect uniform.
This thing would have cleaned up in the bracket.
Terp, put these up if you could on the screen so Jones can get a look for the first time.
Seen this.
These are the and that actually doesn't do it justice. If you see
the Serpientes.
The Serpientes.
These are Charlotte Hornets colors.
Kinda, yeah. It's like a nice purple. It pops. And it's hard for me to look at it, but Serpientes is written in a font where it's a snake. It's actually a long snake, and he's using his tail, although I don't know where the neck starts and the tail starts and where the tail ends. But he is using his whole body to outline Serpientes. And then the hat.
It's like a little garter snake up there.
It's a longer than a gardener snake.
It doesn't look like a diamondback.
But it's like a light blue and then a purple. So what do you think of these ones?
Yeah, to me, those are like Charlotte Hornets colors is what I would say. And I like them. I prefer the Red Sox City Connect ones to that. Yes. What about you? You hate snakes. How could you possibly
like
these?
I do hate snakes. I couldn't wear these. The Serpientes. I couldn't wear the Serpientes.
Yeah.
But
it's a little bit busy, is what I would say.
Too busy for you.
Red Sox uniforms cleaner.
But you love purple.
Well,
you
I do.
Yeah, no, you love purple.
I do. Well, is that what we established?
No, you love orange.
I like orange is what I think we established.
I think I'm a purple color.
Yeah. Keith might be the purple guy.
I'm a purple monster.
But I don't dislike them. I'm not saying they're bad uniforms, but if I got to like handicap it against the Sox City Connect, too busy. Mm. Give me the Sox.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
All right, Will Hardy has signed a new 6-year extension as the head coach of the Utah Jazz. Speaking of purple,
let me tell you, that's been a good squad. I can see why they'd want to extend it for 6 more years.
Lock that guy up. That was like when the Sixers had, was it, who's their coach? Brent Brown?
Yeah.
He was like, well, he's going through all like the rebuilding. We got to keep him around. It's like, how do you know he's any good? Look, the team just stinks.
Where did they finish this year? They were terrible.
The Jazz?
Yeah, they were horrible.
Horrible.
The Jazz this year were 17-6. They had the worst record in the NBA.
Yeah, what is Danny doing out there?
I don't know.
Just, they have a lot of draft picks. So are they going to see that out and try to get, like, good players? I mean, I guess if you get Cooper Flagg, that changes things.
In fairness, Danny stuck by Doc for a long time, and I guess that kind of sort of worked, but Doc also, it proves, is a terrible head coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. That's a weird one. I would not be rewarding him for a 17-win season with a 6-year deal.
Here we go. Background music.
It's
going to give it away.
Definitely gives it away.
Yeah, sure does. Yeah. Here we go.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya.
Sure.
Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? Taking a look at it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no doubt. No,
yeah, still out there.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. We have Steph Curry, 22-10-7.
He didn't score for like a whole half.
All right, well. Andrew Nembhard, playoff Nembhard.
Nice.
23 points, nickname, 0 rebounds.
Nickname Rock.
6 assists.
Yeah.
It's not his nickname.
That should be.
Amen Thompson, 24-9-3.
It's a loss.
Tyrese Halliburton. 22 points, 13 assists.
Okay, I'm listening.
And my guy, Buddy Hield.
This is the guy.
33 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Monster first half. He kind of went nowhere for most of the second half until he stuck beast. 2 massive threes. Yeah, beast, I would go though. With Buddy Hield.
I would say he was an absolute beast. Yep. Love that guy. Oh, no, wait, that one's way too long. Hold on. These are all too long.
Franklin James? No.
Grab bag.
This is when did we start cutting out the long ones?
Well, that one's 46 seconds long. I couldn't play that one. I clicked on the wrong thing. All right, best baseball performer.
Okay.
From yesterday.
Really cheating the Forrest Gump fans.
Yeah,
out there.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. Willie Adames, 3-for-5, 2 dongs, 3 RBI.
Okay.
Jackson Holiday.
Yeah.
3-for-4, two dongs.
Nice.
Mikhail Garcia, 3-for-5, two dongs.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Riley.
I think that's the one.
2-for-4, two dongs.
They beat the Dodgers.
That's your guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Braves lineup.
I am biased in my my dong lineup, yeah.
Freddy Peralta, 6 scoreless innings with 7 Ks.
Yeah, put me out for Austin Riley.
All right, Austin Riley.
Yeah, big win.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Good line by Dice going back to the Diamondbacks uniforms. He heard they're going to try the old snake and the margarita at game nights.
Oh, that'd be a good giveaway.
That would be a great giveaway.
Forget bobbleheads.
Snake straw.
Yeah. Ooh, snake straw. Nice.
Snake straw wouldn't be too bad. So anyway, all right, we have a hold on a second. We have a baseball player.
A truly random player.
Truly random player because the Red Sox aren't playing anybody, at least today. So we have a pitcher, a starting pitcher.
After a snake fell on her head.
Okay. It should be a Diamondback. Is it
Girl,
a Diamondback?
They would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead, she left with a side of snake.
Nice.
All right, right-handed starting pitcher that when he did have to dig into the batter's box, he'd swing it from the left side.
Okay, good to know.
Good to know. Factors into this
at
all.
Helps or hurts.
Played for 6 teams.
Uh-huh.
6 teams in his illustrious major league career.
Let's hear him.
The Tigers, Mariners, Nationals, Astros, Red Sox, Rangers.
That's throwing me for a loop because I was about to say Mike Muroth.
Good one. Was Mike Muroth a lefty?
Well, he might have been a lefty, yeah.
What year with the Red Sox?
2017.
Teams one more time?
Tigers, Mariners, Nationals, Astros, Red Sox, Rangers.
I don't think Jeremy Bonderman?
Nope. No time All-Star. However, finished 8th in the Cy Young 1 year. It was a staple on the Rich Keefe fantasy baseball
team. Billy just ask us? I was trying to rip. You said the years?
Debuted 2009, hung him up 2018.
Man.
Yeah. A recent vintage.
Okay. I was about to say Edwin Jackson, but he pitched for like 20 teams. So
he would have been
him.
The whole
league. Yeah.
Wasn't, well, no, Pomerantz is still in the league.
Not Drew Pomerantz.
Ooh, Drew Pomerantz. Good one.
200 inning seasons.
Pomerantz a lefty.
Yep. 83 career wins. How about this? 3.72 career ERA.
So he pitched for the Red Sox in 2017.
Yeah.
He was on the Tigers in 2013?
He was on the Tigers.
The ALCS team?
Yep.
Damn, who is this?
He was on the Tigers in 2013.
Okay, so it wasn't Verlander. It wasn't Scherzer.
Nope. Come on, guys.
Yeah, Porcello?
Who?
Rick Porcello?
Nope.
Ooh, but good. That's a good one, though. He was on the Red Sox for more than a year.
Yeah,
good call.
Good one.
Porcello, not him.
Nope,
who else is on that team?
Come on, guys.
Can I look? Does anybody have it?
The text line definitely has it. I can't read the Twitch from here.
Text
line has.
You can't read that far?
Well, it's kind of far away.
Is it Anibal Sanchez?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess. This is it.
I got a text from our other PA, David. I think he's got it.
You got it? Read it.
Doug Fista.
Barely knew her.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a text from Christian Arcand. Fister, parentheses, pause. So there you go. That's so people were getting it. They beat us to the punch.
I feel like he got DFA'd here so fast.
Yeah, you know what? Believe it or not, he had 15 starts, 18 games with the Red Sox, went 5-9 with a 4.88 ERA.
Yeah, because they moved him to the pen because he was so bad.
Yeah, he was not very good. But that was the beginning of the end for Doug Fister.
How about that?
Yeah.
A truly random player.
A truly random
day. No opponent for the Red Sox
today.
No
opponent.
For your random baseball player of the day. Each and every day.
So start thinking of some Rangers for tomorrow.
start boning up on your Texas Rangers.
You know what? Your
Julio Franco. What?
Could be Doug Fister.
Doug Fister could be 2 days in a row.
Could bring him back.
It's never stopped us before.
Oh, that's true.
Going twice in the random baseball player of the day in the grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons comes your way. Your phone number 617-779-7937. Yeah, got heart. Yeah, got Fitzy. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. Company from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.